getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Well, there we go, Dick Piller and the band kicking off another edition of the Oompa Hour. Wow, it's a whole another hour of great old-time records coming your way between now and when we get to the end of the show in about an hour, because that's what we do. We play records here on the Oompa Hour, all great old-time records, and none of that fancy CD stuff and all that. They're all old-time oldies, which is why we call the show your old-time oldies show. It makes perfect sense to me. I hope it does to you, too. All right, a lot of things to get to today. Basically, this big giant pile of records I got here. I told you last week we pulled another pile down from the attic, and wow, there are so many records I never realized till I started doing this show. It's been, what, a year and a half, a little more, since I started doing the Oompa Hour here and started getting all the old-time records in my collection gathered into one place. And, man, the piles just keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and there's so many great records and great artists out there and great little record companies and everything that were putting this stuff out. So let's get rolling this week. Eddie Blazonczyk's Versatones right out of the chute here, and the Hello Trouble Polka.
This morning, happy as could be, looked out my window, what did I see? Coming up my sidewalk, just plain as day, here came trouble I never thought I'd see when you went away. Hello trouble, come on in, you talk about heartaches, well where have you been? I ain't had the miseries since you've been gone. Hello, trouble, 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 welcome home. We'll have some coffee, you rest your shoes, and tell me those sweet lies, and I'll listen to you. I'm a little bit tired of the life you've lived. I'd rather have a little bit of trouble than to never ever love again. Hello, trouble, come on in. You talk about heartaches, well, where have you been? I ain't had the miseries since you've been gone. Hello, trouble, 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 welcome home.
Yes, hello, trouble. Eddie Blazonczyk's Versatones here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, bringing you great old-time music each and every week. And remind you, by the way, if you get an opportunity to do so, send off a little message, whether it's an email or a phone call or an actual letter written on paper, that's a wild idea, to wherever you happen to be listening to the show this week, whether you're listening to a radio station or a stream on the internet or a podcast or something like that. And hey, let them know you're listening, just because you're listening to what they're doing, and also let them know that you like hearing the Oompa Hour on the show, because then everybody knows what's going on, and we all feel mighty darn happy about it. So there you go. Let people know. Spread the word, I'm telling you. Not a lot. I realize you're probably listening to this as a recorded thing. I do the show live, but then we send it out to a lot of different stations and stuff who play it where they need it in their schedule. But I perform the show live, and there's so little of that nowadays. What with MP3s and streams and Pandora and all that kind of stuff, where the songs just come and nobody ever talks. And it feels lonely is what it feels like. So, you know, let them know that you're digging it. Casey Sawirski and his orchestra. Up next, here's the Alpine Polka.
Hello,
There we go. That is the Alpine Polka, Casey Swirsky and his orchestra here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. We don't do anything except play records and talk a little bit here on the show. We don't go any of that fancy digital stuff here. On the way, vintage polka. I don't know if you're a football fan, but Lenny Gamolka and his Chicago Push did a song called Salute to Mike Ditka when they won the Super Bowl about 30 years ago. And I got that coming up. I wanted to share a news story with you because I thought you would find this one amusing this week. And I know that, I don't know when you're hearing this this broadcast. It could be a week old by the time you hear it. But I want to tell you the story. Suspicious package in Colombia. That's the headline of the story. Now, here's what it says. It says, more than 2 hours, more than 30 police, fire and rescue workers, and more than enough police cars and big trucks to widen the eyes of 36 youngsters in daycare, all to investigate a suspicious package that turned out to be an accordion. 9 o'clock last Friday, Howard County authorities were alerted to what appeared to be an abandoned suitcase in front of the Owen Brown Interfaith Center in Columbia, according to officials. This is tucked behind a shopping center and home to a daycare center. The area around the building was cordoned off with yellow police tape. Just outside the perimeter were police cars, an emergency services command truck, and fire and rescue trucks. They say we send out equipment based on a worst-case scenario, according to the assistant fire chief. The daycare center temporarily relocated to a room in the Giant Foods nearby. The experts went to working on opening the package. Inside, an accordion. Owner unknown, said the police spokesman. They say, I'm sure the police took the accordion into custody. The children all sat and watched Alvin and the Chipmunks during what turned out to be a false alarm, were paraded back into the Interfaith Center shortly before 11 a.m. as the swarm of equipment and emergency personnel left. So, yes, we've reached that point, ladies and gentlemen, where an abandoned accordion is considered some sort of a, you know, serious thing. You can't even leave a suitcase on a sidewalk anymore. But that's great. I don't know who you want to check with, but somebody lost an accordion, and they may want it back. So anyway, I told you we had a football polka. We've had some baseball polkas before on the show. I have a Lenny Gamolka Chicago Push album here. It says featuring the Grammy nominated, by the way. The album's called Everybody Needs a Little Push Now and Then. At the bottom it says, this album is specifically dedicated to Mike Ditka and the Chicago Bears for the tremendous job they have done in representing Chicago, Super Bowl champs, 1986. See, I was so upset it wasn't the Vikings. I got a little choked up there a little bit. But anyway, here's the Salute to Mike Ditka Polka. Yipes, here on Tim's Oompa Hour.
Chicago Bears are the best, Chicago Bears beat the rest, and we owe it to Coach Mike Ditka. He's the coach in the know, led the Bears to Super Bowl. Thanks a lot, Iron Mike, we're glad they picked ya. He stands for all of the Grabowskis in our nation. He's from the working class, the Ironclad Foundation. He scores each time he hits the field with expectation. He's Iron Mike with nothing but determination. Chicago Bears are the best, Chicago Bears beat the rest, and we owe it to Coach Mike Ditka. He's the coach in the know, led the Bears to Super Bowl. Thanks a lot, Iron Mike, we're glad they picked ya.
He's not here to start no trouble, he's just here to do the Super Bowl shuffle. 1, 2, 3.
Chicago Bears are the best, Chicago Bears beat the rest, and we owe it to Coach Mike Ditka. He's the coach in the know, led the Bears to Super Bowl. Thanks a lot, Iron Mike, we're glad they picked ya. Chicago Bears and the fans, thank you, Mike Ditka.
Chicago salutes you, Iron Mike Ditka.
Oh, you've got to love that they rhymed Pictia with Ditka, don't you? Ah, I love that. Lenny Gamolka, Chicago Push there. Salute to Mike Ditka here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show, back from when they won the Super Bowl in 86. Think about that. 86, 96, 2006, almost 26. That record, that's almost 30 years old, for Pete's sake. I know people that aren't even 30 years old. Anyway, we got to get the show rolling here. Jimmy Weber and the Sounds on the turntable next. Here is the Don't Flirt Polka.
Ja będę miał. Mam ja ci dziewczynę w Ameryce. Mam ja ci dziewczynę w Ameryce. Włoski ma kręcone policzki, czerwoni tak on będę miał. Włoski mam kręcone policzki, czerwoni tak on będę miał. Chicago się udają. Wszystkie wystrojane tak końce, miesiane taką będą miał. Wszystkie wystrojane tak końce, miesiane taką będą miał. Tylko mi dziewczyno nie płacze nie. Tylko mi dziewczyno nie płacze nie. Przybyłem w te strony, bo mi trzeba dziani będziesz ty moja. Przybyłem ze strony, bo mi trzeba dziani będziesz ty moja.
Jimmy Weber and the Sounds and the Don't Flirt Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. On the way, the Pumpernickel Polka and the Jolly Jokers.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
And when you join, you also get the groovy newsletter in the mail, too. I just got mine today, as a matter of fact, and some raffle tickets that I can sell. Ah, I'm going to buy them myself because I want to win. So anyway, let's get back to the music here. I promised you Jolly Jokers. Here they are with the Pumpernickel Polka.
Thank you. together. Hold your partners close and tight, and listen to the drummer, for his rhythm can be beat. I hear a band that's playing very lively, and their music sounds so sweet. Pumpernickel Polka at Gibbon Ballroom tonight. Let's all dance together. Hold your partners close and tight. Come and listen to the drummer, for his rhythm can be beat. I hear a band that's playing very lively, and their music sounds so sweet.
We go. Jolly Jokers there doing the Pumpernickel Polka. Their little plug for the Gibbon Ballroom in there. Did you hear that? Pretty good. Here on the Oompa Hour. Now, I was just saying to myself, and I was listening to, you probably haven't played a Six Fat Dutchman record in a long while. And I kind of felt like, you know, maybe I hadn't. So I went over here to this pile of records and I said, well, there's bound to be a Six Fat Dutchman record in here, because in the polka music business, you learn that Six Fat Dutchman records and Whoopi John records, Frankie Yankovic records are all pretty, and Eddie Blazoncik records too, it seems like, are all everywhere. There's just mountains of them because they made so many great records. And I went through like 164 records, and I didn't come across a Six Fat Dutchman. So I grabbed another handful, and darn it if I didn't find one, but it's got a warp in the edge here, and I don't know if this sucker's going to play, but I'm going to try it anyway, because I just feel like we need a Six Fat Dutchman record right about now. So here they are with Dutch's Tavern Polka on Tim's Oompa Hour.
Down the street called Dutch's Tavern. Saturday night you will always find me there. I get a kick out of listening to the music. I get a kick out of dancing down at Dutch's bar. Now when they play the polka, that rootin' tootin' hootin' tavern polka, the gang goes wild for polka. Say you should hear dancers cheer, play it once again, and when the drummer swings them, the clarinets and trumpets stay right with him. You feel so okay-doka. Your dancing feet will get a treat to Dutch's Tavern Polka. Thank you.
See, I was right. We needed a Six Fat Dutchman record right there. It absolutely filled a definite need in the show today, I think, here on the Oompa Hour. Now, this next record, I was actually going to play this song last week. See, last week I had this song out, the La La Kazoo Polka by Don Jodlowski's Vibra Sounds, you see. I had it ready to play, and then I realized last week that we didn't have a waltz yet. And the flip side of this, or the other side, whatever, had a waltz tune. So last week we played the Now We Two Are One waltz, because we always like to get a waltz into every show. So the La La Kazoo Polka got shoved aside last week to play the waltz side of the record, and now we got to correct that. So here is Don Jodlowski's Vibra Sounds and the La La Kazoo Polka. For a second that there was not going to be kazoos in that one, did you? Don Jodlowski's Vibra Sounds, the La La Kazoo Polka. And I guess it's pretty obvious where the name for that song came from right there. So there you go. Here on Tim's Oompa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show. And before we get onto this next record by the Little Richard Orchestra, I do need to mention a World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin, because I would like to encourage you to stop by and pay them a visit. I would indeed, if you find yourself in what we call the Twin Ports area. Duluth Superior is known as the Twin Ports. And you might want to just make the area a destination. First of all, it's beautiful. You got Lake Superior there. You got the big lift bridge in Duluth. You got the gorgeous North Shore there going up Highway 61. But before you head north, stop in at a World of Accordions Museum. They're on Belknap Street in Superior. Pretty easy to find. There's plenty of parking around there. And have a look. Over 1,400 different accordions and concertinas and whatnot on display. They have all sorts of music and research materials and memorabilia and collectibles and just stuff. It's really an amazing place. And you need to check it out. Now, if you need more information, they're online. Because really, who isn't these days? At accordionworld.org, you can find out more. You can give them a call at 715-395-ARTS, because they're located in the Harrington Arts Center. So check it out. Pay them a visit. A World of Accordions Museum. It's a pretty amazing place and kind of world-renowned. People come from all over the world to do research there and to learn how to repair their instruments. And it's just an amazing place. Check it out. World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin. It's the Little Richard Orchestra now. And the You Are My Sunshine Polka.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. The other night, dear, as I lay sleeping, I dreamed I held you in my arms. When I awoke, dear, I was mistaken, and I hung my head and cried. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. The other night, dear, as I lay sleeping, I dreamed I held you in my arms. When I awoke, dear, I was mistaken, and I hung my head and cried.
A standard, no matter who does it. You are my sunshine, not always done as a polka, of course, but Little Richard and the orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show, once again here on the radio, like we are every week, playing all these great old-time records. And I tell you, you know, we like to push our luck here a little bit on the Zumpa Hour. Every now and then we find a record in the bottom of the box. It's not looking so good, you know? Like somebody didn't read the little thing on the back of the record sleeve that said, always handle the record by the edges and return it to the paper sleeve after playing so it didn't get scratchy, you know? And this 45 has been laying here on the counter for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks. And I'm like, yeah, I should probably work that into the show one week and at least find out if the record plays. See, real radio expert types, and really, I have been in broadcasting for 42 years. And they will tell you that a real professional would audition things like this to make sure they play, to ensure a professional presentation during the program. But that's not real. Then you're not part of the excitement. You don't get in on the thrill of finding out if the needle can cut through the scratches and yuck on this record. So let's try it. Georgie Cook and the orchestra. Here's the Golden Nugget Polka, I hope. have we learned today, ladies and gentlemen? We have learned that a record that looks like it wouldn't play in a million years can actually sound pretty darn good. Georgie Cook and his orchestra and the Golden Nugget Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. And, now this one, I was just, you know, it's weird because the record I have now, we played the Mike Ditka Polka earlier, and it was from 86 when they won the Super Bowl. And that didn't seem like a very old record to me. This next record is also from 1986. And that seems like it was just like recent to me. And it's almost 30 years ago, for Pete's sake. But before I get to that, I do want to remind you that you can always contact us here at the Oompa Hour via email. You just email oompahour@mail.com, which is very simple. We'll look for your requests. We'll find information about a band or if you have a question about a song. If you'd like to make a dedication for a birthday or something, be sure to get it in the email a couple of weeks early, though, because by the time we read it and the show is produced and distributed to where you happen to be listening to it, you need a little lead time in there. So by all means, keep that in mind, but we love to do them. So by golly, feel free to do that. Also, the Oompa Hour is on Facebook. It's just facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour, and you can find us right there. All right, Johnny Osuch is the name of the band here. I assume you pronounce it Osuch. That's how it's spelled. And I have the Osuch a Fool Polka. And it's actually O apostrophe such, just like Johnny Osuch, which is his name. So it seems weird. And you know what else seems weird? If you say the word such a lot of times, it starts feeling kind of weird. But anyway, Johnny Osuch and the Good Sounds. Here's the Osuch a Fool Polka.
Give me, why am I on fire? Colder are the lies you tell me, lies you think you have to tell. You're just playing games with my emotions, knowing I'm under your spell. Who but a fool would love you? Who but a fool would try? Such a fool am I. When did you last say that you love me, or that you even cared at all? Many's the time that I've tried to reach you, but you're never home when I call. Then one day I chanced to see you, and once more I had to fall. But you just continued to ignore me. Guess I didn't know you at all. Who but a fool would love you? But a fool would try. Funny how some things happen, baby. Oh, such a fool am I. Yeah.
It's Johnny Osuch and the good sounds, the Oh Such a Fool Polka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Now, you know, when we do the show every week, you hear a little theme song, a little song we use for our theme song, where it's saying about being a polka DJ. That's Dick Piller in the orchestra, and it seems like I always skip over playing any Dick Piller records. Simply because, you know, I kind of play him in the beginning and the end of every show, but we never hear any of his other songs. And he's got mountains of records, and they're all really good, so I thought we better throw in a little Dick Piller tune here. Actually, he did an album with Lenny Gamolka, and all the songs on one side are Lenny, and the ones on the other side are all Dick Piller. So I'm going to play a Dick Piller tune. I'm going to save the record. Next week, we'll play one of the Lenny Gamolka songs off the other side of the record. Are you with me? Dick Piller and the orchestra, I Just Messed Up Again Polka.
I go down to the beach and that thunder starts to roar. I wash my car with gusto and the rain begins to pour. Visit on a neighbor's farm and try to milk the hen. Then everybody tells me, hey, you just messed up again. I just messed up again. I just messed up again. Well, the job ain't done, but I'm having fun. Hey, I just messed up again.
He just messed up again. He just messed up again. The job ain't done, but he's having fun. He just messed up again.
I help to clear the dishes and I drop them on the floor. Play a piano solo and they say, hey, there's the door. I kiss my wife goodnight and somehow I miss her face. No matter how hard I try, I end up in second place. I just messed up again. I just messed up again. Well, the job ain't done, but I'm having fun. I just messed up again.
He just messed up again.
My face, and every time I run a race, I never even place. And when I'm on that dance floor, I trip on someone's shoe. Well, that's the way my life goes, no matter what I do. I just messed up again. I just messed up again. Well, the job ain't done, but I'm having fun. Hey, I just messed up again.
He just messed up again.
Messed up again there, Dick Piller and the orchestra here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, and just spinning all the great old-time records for you today. A lot of them to get through, as usual. Sometimes I kind of run out of table space in the studio here. I start piling up these records. I just don't know where I'm going to put them all. All right, we're going to have to get a waltz together here in a little bit. Not next, though. Because I think we got the tempo rolling here, and I don't want to slow it down with a waltz yet. Maybe after the next one from the Ample Airs and the Be My Girl Polka.
Hey, Zosiu, moja Zosiu, nie będę Ciebie prosił, żebyś moja była, żebyś moja była, na rączka bym cię nosił. Żebyś moja była, żebyś moja była, na rączka bym cię nosił. Na rączka bym cię nosił i ładnie ucałował, śpiże moja miła,
spije moja miła, oj będę followował. Spije moja miła, spije moja miła, oj będę followował. I kawy nagotował, do łóżka bym przyniósł, do łóżka bym przyniósł i ładnie ucałował. Do łóżka bym przyniósł, do łóżka bym przyniósł i ładnie ucałował. Oj, będę followował na mucce ja pszenicki, na mucce pszenicki, na mucce pszenicki. I kupię ci czewicki, na mucce pszenicki, na mucce pszenicki. I kupię ci czewicki.
Right, there we go, Ampelaires, and Be My Girl Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, and I promised you that we would slow things down eventually here in the show. We always like to include at least a waltz in the show, sometimes a couple of them. We go a little waltz crazy, and we just really unwind a little bit. But now we're probably not going to do that in the show this week, but we do have a waltz. And I have Marv Herzog here with the Pony in the Meadow Waltz. And you know what? You just saw a pony in a meadow when I said that, didn't you? Because that, ladies and gentlemen, is the theater of the mind, something television doesn't have. If they want to tell you about a pony in a meadow, they got to go to a meadow, they got to get a pony, they got to have a guy in charge of the pony, they got to have a pony trailer and a pony feeder and a pony whatever, and they probably got to have a pony rights activist there to be sure the pony is treated well and all that baloney. And here on the radio, you just say, Pony in the Meadow Waltz. And you all saw a cute little pony of your particular mind's choosing standing in the meadow that you like, whether you saw it in the meadow in the afternoon or in a little mist early in the morning or at sunset. It's amazing how that works. Marv Herzog had no idea that there were that many different ponies standing in a meadow when people introduced this record. But nonetheless, it's waltz time. Let's mellow out now and see the pony in the meadow. Here's Marv Herzog.
Thank you.
There you go. Marv Herzog there, the Pony in the Meadow Waltz here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Fit in a couple more tunes here, I think, this week on the show. Don't forget, you can always reach us via email at oompahour@mail.com or look us up on Facebook, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. You'll find us right there. Bob Sanders Orchestra up next. I don't specifically remember this record, but I remember playing the Bob Sanders Orchestra and really digging on the music. So let's give it a whirl here. This is the Pennsylvania Belle Polka. We go, the Bob Sanders Orchestra, Pennsylvania Belle Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, and I think we can sneak in one more yet today. Yeah, why not? The Picnic Grove Oberic. And it comes to us from Dave Potvin and his Crystal Airs Orchestra. And just to confuse me, Crystal is spelled C-H-R-Y-S-T-A-L. The Crystal Airs Orchestra, and here's the Picnic Grove Oberic. Thank you. There we go. That is the Picnic Grove Oberic, a perfect song for the summertime here. Dave Potvin and his Crystal Airs Orchestra on Tim's Oompa Hour as we wrap up another show. Believe it or not, there goes another hour of great old-time records spun right here on the record player. I think it was a pretty interesting show. Had a little football music, had a little Pony in a Meadow action there. That's a pretty wild time, wouldn't you say?
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim's Oompa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in Bovee, Minnesota, brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin. That'll do it for this week. We'll be back again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody!